This past April, author and graphic novelist T. Bui spoke at Campbell Hall as a part of UCSB Reads, which focused on her book, The Best We Could Do. The Best We Could Do is an illustrated memoir of Bui's life as a child of Vietnamese refugees, as well as a refugee herself. The memoir opens with the birth of Bui's child in New York City in 2005, as she reflects upon her life, relationships to her family, and how war, migration, and intergenerational trauma has shaped and continues to shape her and her family's life. The memoir explores her relationship to her parents and siblings, as well as attempts to reconcile her feelings towards her parents through reimagining their past and trying to place them in the context of the Vietnam War. I spoke with Bui about some of the themes in her book. Something that really spoke to me and to many young Asian Americans is a desire to find parts of yourself and your family in these longer histories of war and migration. Can you talk a bit about how this book reconciled those feelings or maybe left something to be desired?
I think that the whole book itself, like it wasn't like a celebrity memoir, right? Mm. Like it wasn't the memoir of someone who's done great things and is now sitting down to recount them. It was actually just a vehicle for asking questions and then being very transparent about that yearning and that search for one's origin story, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I found a lot of things, but I didn't find exactly what I was looking for. So there's some room for, I guess, continued yearning and searching. Mm-hmm. And I suppose in the end, what I settled with was that there's a lot of stuff that still needs to be worked out, but it's going to work out. That's to be worked out in myself as I get older and become more mature too.
Yeah, of course.
In your memoir, there's an interesting relationship between memory and stories, as you visually represent experiences you were not always present for. How did you go about depicting those stories and, in a sense, imagining those experiences as you're articulating them to the reader?
I actually did a lot of visual research. Mm-hmm. I watched movies that were made by Vietnamese filmmakers in Vietnam to get some of the historical stuff, like hair, like hairstyles and clothes and stuff from the 40s and 50s and 60s. Used my parents' photographs. I did a lot of like just digging online in archives and like forums and stuff for people's home movies and photographs. Spent a lot of time like looking at the shape of bushes and trees and stuff to like, be able to paint landscapes in Vietnam that I hadn't always seen myself. And the same with cities and things, just like try to get a sense of the cities so that I could create landscapes that were based on like actual places but didn't have to use photo reference for every panel.
Though you're the narrator of the story, you're not very present in the memoir. Why did you choose to center the story on your parents, and where does the rest of your story fit into this larger narrative?
I was never meant to be a memoir. Mm-hmm. I really tried not to be in the story, but it was like getting feedback from editors and early readers who were getting confused about who was who in this like very large cast of Vietnamese characters.
Yeah.
So it needed some kind of central protagonist, and that's how I became the, you know, that's how it became an accidental memoir.
Where do you see this memoir among the larger body of Asian American literature focused on the Vietnam War and Vietnamese diaspora?
I consider myself like the one and a half generation. I have like one foot in that story of the war because I was born right before it ended, and so much of my life is affected by that war. Like I hope for the next generation that they don't have to keep telling the story of the Vietnam War, but I felt like it had been told so badly and has been so misrepresented in like popular culture in America that I felt like I wanted to do something corrective. So this is my contribution. Like, here's a book that is explicitly about the Vietnam War, and it's like told by someone who was a teacher, so like kind of wants to educate people.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of writers don't feel like that's their job to educate people, and they're right. But I suppose like the teacher in me kind of wants people to get the history right.
Definitely. Yeah, like, I really like that map that you did.
Yeah.
like a pseudo or like a mini timeline of everything.
Right. Yeah, that was an add-on. I was like, okay, what more could I do here?
So this is a bonus question from Professor Thuy Tran, who taught your book as a part of her Asian American visual art course. She asks, if the next edition of your book could have an accompanying soundtrack, what would be some of the songs you would include on the playlist?
Oh my gosh, this is a great question because I actually did make a soundtrack for myself. I made several. Yeah. There's the Best We Could Do soundtrack, and it has a couple of songs by Tao Nguyen of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. One of them is Give Me Peace. That would be my intro song, I think. And then my outro song is usually David Bowie's Heroes. Because that's probably the song for the boat escape and my dad being like a hero for, mm-hmm. for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And some of the others, let's see, there was the Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want. Mm.
Very on the nose.
Yes. And probably there would have to be some Simon and Garfunkel, because mm-hmm. I spent so much time listening to that when I was a kid. And my dad kind of looks like Paul Simon. Mm-hmm.
Did you make that like for yourself, or did you kind of like have it kind of like a, I don't know, like a representation of the story?
No, I made it for myself. Mm-hmm. Like the songs like have very like personal meaning. Mm. If I were to make it for the public, I think I'd want to put some more Vietnamese and yeah. Vietnamese American artists yeah, on sure. there. Yeah, probably Su Boy would end up on there somehow.
Oh, she's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Of course.
This is KCSB's Dorothy Tang.